Welcome to the debut episode of the Ozone Layer Podcast. I'm your host, Phil Ozone. I'm happy to finally get this podcast going after talking about it for so long. All right, let me tell you what this podcast is all about. This is a podcast where I interview people from the music industry, gaming industry, and comic book industry. I started this podcast to share my interest in music, gaming, and comics with all of you guys. I've been a fan of comics, gaming, and music all of my life. I've been playing video games casually ever since I've been old enough to play video games. Along with video games, I'm a big tabletop fan, which I picked up almost a decade ago. It's a great hobby, but also an expensive one. Comics I have been on and off my life. I started reading them when I was younger, fell off a little bit, picked them up back in high school, and then I've been reading them ever since. I am a big music fan, with the exception of country. I mainly listen to metal, but I do dip into other genres. Enough of my rambling. Let's get to this episode. On this episode of The Ozone Layer, I talk about what I did at PAX East, and I speak with guitar YouTuber Rob Scown about his upcoming game Fretless, and Chris from Daylight Basement Studios about their game Rightfully Bury Arms.
All right, Rob. Yes. Where did the idea of a video game come from?
Ooh. So this one actually comes back a long time. So Jeff and I kind of had the idea simultaneously. Jeff and I have been making videos together and working on creative projects for a really long time. And it kind of came about at the same time. I was doing videos like Choose Your Own Adventure YouTube videos, where you would then, at the end of the video, click to another video. And it was kind of like a video game. I called them YouTube video games. And we did one that was a battle system, like battling with instruments. And I went to Jeff, like, what if we do another one of these videos, but then we go and link to like a Flash game? Like a simple Flash game. And at the same time, he had like a kind of similar idea. And then it just really just went on from there. And it's just kept spiraling. And every time we had a new idea, we're like, oh, we got to implement this. We got to implement this. We got to implement this. And then just spiraled into what it is today.
What was the inspiration for Fretless?
For Fretless? Probably that origin for me. That guitar battle video game that I did on YouTube. That was, for me, was the first inspiration. Because I wanted to do another turn-based YouTube video game, and battling with instruments just seemed to make sense. We kind of did it in the first one. I did an earlier YouTube video game that had a little bit of that. So that was really it. And that was like 6-7 years ago. So that's kind of where the idea came about.
So how have you been involved in the process throughout? Have you been involved with it like throughout the whole thing?
Yes, but all the real heavy lifting is done by the team. It's done by Ritual Studios. I'm not doing any of the coding. I'm not programming any of the music or doing any of the sound design. I'm more just there to be like, this is cool. I have this idea. Can we do this? Which has been really fun because it's like, you know, it'd be fun if you leveled up your character with guitar pedals and then you got like a tube screamer type thing. And then your attacks went up because your gain went up. How cool would that be? And then, like, next time I see them, they've got it, like, mocked up. So I want to say, since they're doing all the heavy lifting, I want to say zero. But I've been along for the process, but I'm not doing any of the actual coding.
Working with your sound designer, like, was he bouncing ideas off you? Like, were you working with him to, you know, create, like, a nice, cool score and all that fun stuff?
A lot of the music is based off of a lot of my original music. But the sound design is Jeff. He's the one that's bringing it and putting it into the game. Okay. And I'm just there to have ideas, really. But again, the heavy lifting is done by Jeff.
When does the game release?
2024.
That's it. That's Rob Scown. Thank you, Rob.
It. Yeah, that's it. Just 2024. Probably, you know, later in the year. We don't have a release date. I would love to be able to give you a release date, but we don't have one. Yeah.
Hey, Phil jumping in here real quick. Had a great time at PAX East 2024 last weekend. Played a lot of fun games like New Blood's Fallen Aces and this game from Poland in the Games from Poland booth, which I cannot remember the name of. I also met up with one of my friends who streams on Twitch, so check him out. His info will be linked in the description of this podcast. He goes by the name of Typhlosion Tycoon. And I hung out with my friends who attended PAX with. Anyway, let's get back to the episode.
I am here at rightfully Barely Arms, I'm sorry, at PAX East 2024. I'm talking to...
Chris Bischke, one of the developers on the project.
So, Chris, what was the inspiration behind Rightfully Barely Arms?
Yeah.
Or Barry Arms?
Yeah, Rightfully Barely Arms is a twin-stick bullet hell roguelite. We're kind of just, like, really interested in that genre for multiple reasons. We really like the roguelike aspect of it and being able to involve the community during early access. We take a lot of community feedback, like, pretty seriously, and roguelites help with that. The main inspiration for, like... the Barry Arms part of it is there's like a kid that's imagining their child playing with their teddy bear and kind of fighting different battles with like anxieties or things that they don't like in their life, things like that.
What type of games were you guys playing to that just inspired you to create a game like this?
So, big fan of Nuclear Throne. I had a lot of fun with that game, and I think there was like a lot of design elements that from Nuclear Throne that ended up in this game. Games like Dead Cells, and then like Hades kind of came out during the mid-release of this game, and we were trying to experiment stuff with like dungeon planning and crawling and like choosing dungeons based on like reward choices and stuff like that. And then Hades dropped, and they were doing that with like the door choices, so it was like really good reinforcement of like, oh, like we can do this, people really like it, and that had a big influence on design as well.
Your sound design, like, did you guys do that in-house, or did you guys have to go outside and get someone to do it?
Most of the sound, like, sound effects, we buy, like, certain assets and license certain assets for. The music is all an original soundtrack done by Garrett Rose. He's a great musician, great composer. Jumped on the project and was able to, like, kind of capture the elements and the universe that we wanted within it, the world.
I do like the art style of it, and was that a group effort to come up with that art style?
Yeah, so I did the in-game art, and you know, Mike also helps with that too. But we kind of were heavily inspired by like games that we grew up with, and like the pixel art is part of it. But we also kind of wanted to put a little bit of a new age twist to it. So it's, while it's nostalgic, it feels a little bit more modern or different than like a 90s or an 80s game, because you got this like 2D world, but like 3D props and 3D environment. So it looks a little different than that. Yeah.
Thank you. And last question. Is the game out now?
Yeah, so the game's out in Steam Early Access. During PAX, it's on sale for $7. It's usually $10. The preview build that we're showing here at PAX is part of a bigger update that drops April 17th. I was saying earlier that we really value community feedback. This entire update is like based on community feedback. We added a new feature for like outfits, cosmetics. That was like our number one requested community feedback item. And then we reworked like weapon augmentations and dungeon crawl choices. That was all based on watching the community play and hearing what they had to say.
Thank you very much.
Cool, thank you.
I ended up purchasing Rightfully Barry Arms because I enjoyed the game so much. The demo of Fretless is also out now as well. Both games will be linked in the description of this podcast, as well as Rob Scallon's social media and Daylight Basement Studios' social media. Check them both out. But overall, it was a great weekend, and I look forward to attending PAX 2025. Thank you for listening to The Ozone Layer. Follow my Instagram at The Ozone Layer. And if you want any guests, feel free to email me at TheOzoneLayerPodcast@gmail.com. Next week, I have Javon Stokes of Visually Stoked Media, a Connecticut-based comic book creator. Until next week, guys.